You're listening to the Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. I'm Kimberly Adams. Artificial intelligence can certainly be used or misused for harmful or illegal purposes, even unintentionally, when AI is designed with human biases baked into its very code. So what needs to happen to make sure AI is ethical? Timnit Gebru is the founder and executive director of the new Distributed AI Research Institute, or DARE. She previously worked on AI at Google and Microsoft. Dr. Gebru says one issue with current AI research is the incentives for doing it in the first place.
The two incentive structures under which most AI research is currently organized is the two funding entities. One is the Department of Defense, or DARPA, and it's generally because they are more interested in autonomous warfare, honestly. That's my view. And then the second bucket is corporations. They want to figure out how they can make the most money possible. The question is, can we have a research institute that has a completely different incentive structure from the very beginning, and can we organize ourselves like that?
Can you maybe give me some specifics about what this is going to look like in deployment to actually have research based on an alternative incentive structure?
A lot of technology is commercialized from research, but as a research institute, that's not necessarily our goal. So our goal is, though, to think about AI that benefits people in marginalized groups. How do we conduct that research? How do we include their voices? How do we make sure that we don't exploit them and pay them? And my hope is once we do that, we can arrive at actual research products that are beneficial to the community because their voice is part of it.
Here in Washington, where I am, there's a lot of lawmakers who are pushing for updated regulations for the tech industry, including regulating AI. What do you think of what you've seen so far in those efforts, and what role do you think the federal government should play in regulating artificial intelligence or tech companies in general?
There needs to be regulation that specifically says that corporations need to show that their technologies are not harmful before they deploy them. The onus has to be on them. And then proactively, instead of concentrating powers on the hands of a few groups of people in Silicon Valley, if you look at Silicon Valley, there's like four or five people that have all the money and fund all the companies. We need to have alternatives, right? We can have, for instance, states that, you know, fund certain startups, certain groups of people from low-income communities, et cetera. This type of investment might not seem like it's related to AI, but it absolutely is, because these are the groups of people who are negatively impacted by AI and surveillance, etc.
Timnit Gebru is the founder of the Distributed AI Research Institute. That's all for today's Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.